producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I don't feel too bad. Look at over there. Roberta, how about that? Roberta's always enjoyed my butt for whatever the reason.
You just had the cutest one.
Really?
Yes, you always have.
Trying to eat breakfast here.
Roberta Bastinelli and Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich I was having shredded wheat.
That's what got stuck in my throat that time.
I'm worried about you. I feel like you have a pocket back there.
Talk and eat at the same time. That's my problem.
Well, that's disgusting.
Been doing that forever.
And probably not a good idea.
I got a suggestion.
Wash it down. What's that, Rich?
Stop eating at like 6 minutes and 22 seconds after the hour.
Really?
Yeah, you officially have a cutoff for eating at like 4 minutes past the hour.
Okay.
It gives you a couple minutes to... Yeah. Swallow.
We don't want you dying on us, boy.
Huh. I don't care about dying. I'm just tired of him choking.
I'll probably outlive all of you. All right, let's see here. There are 7 earthquakes to report today from the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, what's going
That's
on there?
Weird.
Concerns
Oklahoma?
That the state isn't doing enough to curb the seismic shaking that scientists are linking to oil and gas activity. So they're drilling for oil.
Oh, not that kind of gas?
Huh. And I knew I shouldn't have mentioned what I did.
Taco Bell's in Oklahoma.
Okay, boys and girls, you know the story.
Is that an earthquake now or did you eat a bean burrito?
Any place, well, now I was going to say something that would be considered racist, so I tried to do that because we know that I am all over the good guys. Okay, how many people do we have listening in the Delmarva, Richie?
2.
Lots.
2.
1, 2. I see you guys out there. That's so cute. I like your sweater, ma'am.
Well, there's a problem in the Delmarva.
Yeah, only 2 people are listening.
Beside that problem.
Why?
Because there are endangered squirrels.
Uh-oh.
The Delmarva fox squirrel is on the endangered species list.
Uh-oh.
Bad.
What are we going to do about it?
The Delmarva fox squirrel is an oversized yet shy version of your common everyday gray squirrel. Mass clearing of trees, development in Delaware and Maryland and Virginia have caused these little beady-eyed monsters to go into Pennsylvania. Where Stroudsburg? Where's Chuck when we need him? Overhunting. Why would you kill a squirrel? What possible value?
People eat them, Doug.
They're delicious.
My God.
My North Carolina family eats squirrels.
My neighbor eats squirrels.
Yeah, Roberta, when it goes into rigor mortis, is it like a skewer? Does the tail turn into like a stick?
You know, I never thought of that, but I'm going to try that next
time.
That
would be great.
Would that be awesome?
Yeah.
It's much easier than to cook them.
Yeah.
Well, I collect them to put on the back of my hat.
Okay. Those of you who are sensitive, Roberta at DougSteffen.com. The Delmarva fox squirrel is preserved on 135,000 acres of the land that's run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So this is yet another, now I'm not being critical because I don't feel like being critical, but I'm just sort of asking, how much of our tax money is being spent to save these damn little squirrels? Doggone little squirrels. What do you think? There are 11 states that have these little animals in them. There are 11 types of squirrels And apparently many of them are in danger because of overhunting and because of the human population reaching out, like the problem with the deer and coyotes. And we have the suburban areas that used to be rural now. The squirrels and all these other species were pushed into the woods or pushed further west. And so now, as people keep going in that direction, the squirrel, those poor little squirrels are getting the short end of the tail. 30 different species.
I don't remember walking down the boardwalk in Ocean City and seeing squirrel meat with the Thrasher's fries there. Although that would be good.
Jennifer reacting to her last report. What's cooking segment? In which we did not talk about squirrel.
Excuse me, did I not off?
How did this story show up on your radar? Anyway?
It's in the New York Times today.
You know, God love you, though. I'd rather talk about squirrels all day long,
all right,
this climate change thing, right?
I want to know about moose, you know, for moose and squirrel. What are the moose doing?
Are
the
two mooses okay. Mooses, mouse?
No, the meeses.
Meeses.
Right. Mooses make meeses.
So here's the big news for those of you who are just getting up. If you sleep on the left side of the bed...
The left
you're a Democrat.
Healthier.
The left side.
You're smarter.
If you sleep on the left side of your bed.
Looking from the bottom up.
From the bottom, you're
like
looking.
Am I on my stomach or on
left.
My back?
No, left side of the bed.
So if you're the foot of the bed facing the bed.
To
the
left. The
left side.
That is the left side.
Well, it depends. If you're in bed and you're facing out, from the left side is the other side.
Well, I'm giving you the information from the back side of the bed. People who sleep on the right side of the bed at this time of year are more likely to get colds and flu than those who sleep on the left side. Don't ask me how...
And why is that?
I'm not exactly sure why it is, but that's the story from yet your friends and mine at the Centers for Disease Control. They have done a study. And the study suggests that you ought to be sharing the bed, that every once in a while your partner should go over to the left if he or she sleeps on the right, and vice versa, because otherwise you're just aiming for, not disaster, but you're going to get sicker. And when you get up in the morning, you're at the wrong side of the bed. This is a survey conducted by Sealy. All right. Survey results suggest that those who usually get out on the left side of the bed, 4% more likely to be in a good mood and in good health than those who get up on the right side. Also, they're likely to more enjoy their job, likely to have a positive attitude. And
based on what?
Based on whatever questions they've asked these people, they put together a survey, and they talked to 447 of the people that bought their mattresses, and that's what they figured out.
Wait,
actually,
this is a problem with
people.
Their mattresses.
Yeah, maybe the left side of their mattresses suck.
What do you want from me? I'm just giving you the information.
Let's review what we've talked about so far this hour, everybody, shall we?
Shall we?
Squirrel meat in Wicomico County in Maryland and mattresses.
All right, so you want some good news before Roberta does her
cheap
report? The Salvation Army got a check for $500,000 yesterday from one couple in Minneapolis.
Yeah. And
that's good news.
500 G's into the kettle. They said nothing. Nobody, well, I mean, the name's on the check. They didn't come in with the fanfare. We're giving $500,000 to the Salvation Army. No, they just walked up to the pot, stuck the check in. How do you do? See you later. Merry Christmas. Adios. And so I don't want to know who they are. They don't want us to know who they are. I mean, the name's on the check. They didn't do it.
It's public.
For the
reason.
It's public. Right.
They said that they hope that their donation
would spur other people.
Would spur other people to give.
Yeah. Salvation Army is a very good charity. One of the few that are national that I think are worth more than what it takes to blow them.
Although I was a little bit disturbed to see the kettles out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was too. Last week they were out around
here.
Yeah.
They want to take advantage of people going shopping for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know what?
Wait till today.
Yeah. Friday.
It's a short Christmas season. Sometimes it's three weeks, sometimes it's four weeks.
It's the holiday season. Da-da-da-da-da.
No, just smile and enjoy it.
Is on his way. Roberta Fasanelli will be here with her Queen of Cheap Reports. so you can help out the Santa and your family with some good deals. That's next year on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
time. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, Roberta. Let's get the scoop on what the good deals are today at the Doug Steffen Better Living section, DougSteffen.com.
Well, if you missed out on shopping this weekend, you missed out on Black Friday, and you missed out on these sales going on Saturday and Sunday, and you missed out on Cyber Monday, well, guess what? There's cyber something going on all week long somewhere. What I would suggest is you just kind of Google Cyber Week and you see what's going on. But here's a couple of things. Sports Authority, through today only, they're doing 25% off plus free shipping on just about everything. We have the coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com. Dell is having some incredible Cyber Week sales. This sale goes through December 7th. They've got deals like laptops starting at $249. These are great laptops to get for your kids, so just in case they decide that they want to, like, you know, jump on them or throw them off the bed or throw them off the house or throw them in the pool, you know, you're only out $245 as opposed to, like, you know, $2,000. Sam's Club also has Cyber Week. They're getting into that craze, too. If you go online, you'll get free shipping, too, and their Cyber Week ends on December 6th. So just kind of my advice is go on the Internet, poke around. You know, a lot of people went away for the holidays, and they're like, I'm not going to go here. So you missed out on a lot of the big deals. But fear not. A lot of them are going on all week. And if you miss out this week, don't worry about it either, because guaranteed, right before the holidays, that week before Christmas, going to see great deals. The week after Christmas, they're going to pay you to go into the store and get the stuff out of there. So still a lot of great deals out there. And you'll find all the stuff at the Better Living section at DougSteffen.com. Just look for the Queen of Cheap.
All right, speaking of great deals, Provia is the serum that will cleanse your scalp so that the hair comes back. This is the deal of a lifetime for men and women who have a faulty hairline and want to change that. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. It's a natural serum, cleanses the pores in your scalp, and allows, when the pores are unplugged, the follicles, hair under your scalp, to grow back in again. And why not give something like this to somebody who is follicularly challenged for Christmas? Good idea, right? It's not offensive. It's very cool. In fact, 800-525-8319. It is a great deal because you get two Provias for the price of one, the regular Provia and then the Super Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A.
Super Provia.
Super Provia.
Wow.
Super Provia.
Put some on my chair.
What a Supergirl uses Super Provia.
800-525-8319
to get your hair back or your money back.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You're all I want for Christmas.
Very cool.
All I want.
You're all I want for Christmas is music from our first Christmas music star of the day. From now until Christmas Eve, every day at this time, we're going to have on a Christmas singer, a crooner in this case, because Russ Lorenzen is with us. He's identified in San Francisco as their favorite crooner, established a reputation of one of the leading interpreters of jazz standards out there, sound and approach that place him at the intersection of Broadway, jazz music, pop music. He's got a new album called In the Holiday Spirit. Russ Lorenzen, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you on board. How'd you get started singing? Where were you first when you decided, hey, I got a good voice, I'm going to sing for my supper?
Oh, my gosh. I was a child actor, did a lot of theater and that sort of thing. I started at 7 years old, as most kids do, doing the school plays and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Conducted, sang through college, that sort of thing. And then finally decided I hated dancing in the theater, and cabaret and jazz was a great way to never have to do it again.
Did you have a formal music training, or did you just pick it up?
No, I did. So as I got into high school, of course, I started studying voice, and in college I was a voice major. Gave most of that up to have a real day job, to pay the bills and that sort of thing. But
you sound like a young guy. How old are you?
Well, aren't you sweet? Actually, I'm a man of mature years. I am 52 at this point. Okay. Yeah,
nothing wrong with being 52. That's young.
Yeah, that's young.
But you do sound younger than that. Where'd you go to school?
I grew up in San Diego, so I went to high school there and college, San Diego State, as a voice major.
So it wasn't a music school, but you get a good music education at a state college like that.
Exactly. Yeah. San Diego State's music program is fantastic.
All right, so let's see if we can highlight some of these tunes in the time that we have.
Sure.
First one, You're All I Want for Christmas, is from this new album, Holiday Spirit. The other one, our next one, we have three. It's Christmas Time All Over the World. This is with the San Francisco Boys Chorus.
And the language is strange. This appeal we feel is real in Holland or Hong Kong. Yes, it's Christmas time all over the world, places near and far. And so, my friends, wherever you are,
observation here.
Sure.
I am impressed with the campiness of your sound. That is a compliment, because there's not a lot of people that would go out in the world today and make something of this kind of a sound. It's refreshing, frankly. I like it.
Well, thanks. You know, that we set out when I sat down and started putting the music together and sitting down with my musical director and plotting charts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
For everybody that was involved with the album, I said we have one thing to keep in mind. It's Christmas 1959. So if you like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and Bobby Darin and all of those kind of classic crooner Christmas albums, that's the album we want to make. So this, that song you just played was originally done by Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
And wasn't actually released until the 90s. They recorded it in the 60s, but wasn't released until
Any original stuff that you put together on this album, or is it all stuff that comes from music we know?
You know, most of it is all but one song is actually two songs are all but two are new or old, excuse me, but done in a new way.
Yeah.
We picked up, you know, some Dean Martin, some Julie London, some, you know, lots of folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's two songs on there. One's called Holiday for Two by a friend of mine named Johnny Blue, who was gracious enough to let me cover it. And then another song by a pair of San Francisco songwriters called Mrs. Claus, which has gotten a lot of traction. Yeah.
All right. So the reason I asked you where you went to school, I went to Heidelberg.
Yes, I know.
I understand you have some sort of Tiffin, Ohio connection. What's that?
I do. My grandmother was raised in the junior home, which is, as you probably know, is it was a giant orphanage.
Yes.
There, very cutting edge for its time, that was there until about the 40s. My grandmother was raised there along with her brothers and sisters.
It wasn't far from the Heidelberg campus either.
Exactly, exactly. And so I went back for my grandmother's 60th reunion, fell in love with the town, history, and the glass, and I'm actually one of the top five Tiffin glass collectors in
the world.
Are
you really?
So, yeah.
Oh, Tiffin glass is great, great stuff.
Yeah.
Terrific
stuff.
Isn't that good for you? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to know that and make that connection. All right, let's, with the moments that we have remaining here, we have Russ Lorenzen. His website is RussLorenzen.com. Let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas. How do we get this wonderful music, Russ?
Well, you just said it. RussLorenzen.com is the easy way. You can also do it through iTunes, Amazon, or anywhere that fine music is sold, as they like to say.
That's good. We have to get you enough money so you can buy some more Tiffin glass.
Right, exactly.
All right, let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas. Let me, or us, be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. You're going to bring a lot of people a smile, and the pleasant sound that you have put together here is something refreshing. Congratulations. Good luck with this and other things that are going on in your career. Russ, how do you correctly pronounce Lorenzen, right?
Lorenzen, yeah.
Lorenzen, okay. RussLorenzen.com. Check out the new album, In the Holiday Spirit. Russ, thank you very much. And just, again, good luck. Thank you for being here.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Something that just, I hadn't seen this before. This so sends me.
All right, we don't care. Skip it.
No, you do care. No. Well, I care, so I'm going to say.
No, so here we go. We're having so much fun.
I know. Some idiot. And I don't even, that's too much. There's a picture, and the reason that it got my attention is I'm looking at the picture. Looks just like Miles. This little baby, fatally shot.
Oh.
When his mother's boyfriend brings a shotgun into their living room to show her how it works. That's Richie, you can leave it in or take it out. That's all I can think of. Did you take it out?
Why do you feel the need to?
Because this is the kind of stuff that is inexcusable. The stupidity presented by anybody who... And this is why I'm looking at a picture of this moron, and he looks like a moron. And to have this baby, this cute little darling baby, gone because of this selfish, idiotic bastard, it sends me in a place. You're right, it's spoiled. We've had a great, we've been full of fun all morning, and I wish I hadn't seen this. But looking at this guy, and looking at that baby, yeah.
Well,
there's no excuse. And it isn't about, this is not, you know, I said this yesterday on the air when the president went into a simplistic business where we have to have more gun control because of what happened at Planned Parenthood and all that other stuff. That isn't what fixes it. There's a psychological, spiritual need that is, in my opinion, the good side of this is that we are waking, we as a country, as a world, there are people who are waking up more and more and more every day. But still, the fact that these people feel like they're entitled in a way to misuse and abuse something that ought to be carefully handled, never used unless necessary, for whatever the reason, however this idiot decided he was going to show his girlfriend how the gun worked, or whether I don't even know if they were fighting, and I don't care. The fact that this is something that happens because of people and their mental midgetry. Just looking at this guy, if I was giving out licenses for guns and this guy walked into wherever the gun license would be, I wouldn't give it to him just because of the way he looks.
Give him an IQ test first.
Oh, my God. And it sounds very prejudicial, and I'm sorry if that bothers some people, but I'm going to tell you something. There's no excuse for this. None. And so, as we look to healing the world, and as we have to start with each one of our homes and each one of our communities and each one of our states and this country, the simplistic call for gun control and new legislation is moronic. As moronic as this thing is, it's a whole mindset.
What I don't understand is, in order to drive a car, it's considered a deadly weapon. You need a license. You have to take lessons. You need to take a test. You need a license. Mm-hmm. Why not the same with a gun, that you need to take
I think the only thing, but isn't
you
there a rule or law on the books now? I'll turn my attention to either Jennifer or Richie or Ken, because I don't know. But it seems to me there are laws that are not being enforced.
Concealed carry in the state of Virginia, you need
concealed
to take a test.
Carry, but this was not a concealed carry. This was a shotgun.
I know, but
you do
Jennifer.
Have to take a test. I just purchased a firearm about a month ago. No, not concealed carry. You can't conceal carry in Los Angeles. You have to have really extenuating circumstances.
And I just went to the NRA range, and I had to take a test before they let me on the range.
No, I just went to a gun store, and before you can purchase the gun, you take a test, and you have to answer questions. I mean, you do, and you have to fill out a background check.
There's no license?
Oh, yeah, there is. I have a license in my purse.
Yeah,
sure.
I think most states require a license, but it's still. And I'm now looking at a picture of this other moron, Robert Louis Deere. You take a look at him, and he's got a license to carry a gun?
You can hand out cards all you want. This guy would pass, I'm sure. If you took him to a range or if you took him into a gun store, he would pass the test. But the thing is if
men,
people
yeah,
have gotten,
but
yeah,
mentally,
I mean,
is
the
he,
people oh. have gotten very arrogant and, you know, truly just stupid. I mean, this guy's probably thinking, oh, I'll just play around. No one's going to get hurt. I've seen this mentality in young people.
Yes.
Nobody's going to get hurt. It's like changing a culture, because it's what people are now just, they're, you know, I mean, to quote the show Jackass, this is what that mentality comes from, is that show where, well, I could do this, I could staple my
the
fingers together.
The people who
will
worship those idiots that with the beards down in the TV show, what was the name of that family?
Duck Dynasty at least has common sense. I mean, they're responsible users of guns. I'm talking about the Jackass show where they're hanging off of freeway, off, you know, overpass signs.
If you want our grandchildren to see a really wonderful life, we have got to change the way we think about this sort of thing. It has to happen, because you cannot run a world with this many people in it, with all these people who are crazed running around with guns. You can't. So somehow there's got to be a change.
You're into just stupid people.
I wish I had a suggestion that I thought would work. I have a suggestion, and I've now, for the second day in a row, said what I think has to happen, and it isn't just around this issue. It's around the whole issue. I mean, look at Chicago. Look at all of the anger issues that we have to deal with on a daily basis, perhaps in our own lives, in our own community, in our own country, around the world. The anger is seething. And that's because there are too many people, there's too much government, there's too much interplay with individual rights, and that goes not only here but elsewhere, and they'll tell you the reason that we have to have controls on individuals is because there's too many people. So what are we doing about educating people not to have 8 children, 6 children, 4 children even? What are we doing to educate people as to the ramifications of what happens down the pike to your grandchildren? My grandson is going to encounter one hell of a mess.
But your grandson is going to be raised with parents who put emphasis on education.
Fine. Right, yes.
And that's the problem, is that we have to start with ourselves. An emphasis on education, an emphasis on responsibility. We let our kids skate right now, and they are not taught how to be contributing members of society.
Too much freedom.
You see the 1% of bad stories of stupid people in the news, and you say, this world has gone to hell.
There's too much violence. There's too many people like ISIS. Maybe one leads to the other. I wouldn't disagree with you there. One leads to the
ISIS
other.
ISIS has
whatever
nothing
it
to
is.
Do with what's going on in Miles' life and neighborhood.
Whatever,
right now.
And you're right about
this
that.
This stupid guy with the shotgun has nothing to do with what's going on in Miles' life right now.
In this circumstance,
I do not raise my kids.
You don't.
Based
we
on
understand.
What's in the news.
But we have
day.
A sort of spiritual base. We have a grounding. We have an understanding.
Because
that
you're
many
too
people
exposed
don't.
To all to stupid people in the news, and you let it get to you. It doesn't affect your day-to-day life.
This got to me because I see this little baby. If it hadn't been for my grandson, I probably wouldn't have paid as much attention to it as I did until I looked at this.
I ride down the road and I hear on the news that there was a fire in a house in Kansas City.
Yeah.
What does that have anything to do with me?
You're taking this from me. I say this all the time. But the baby and the shotgun and that stuff, that's something.
I know it bothers you, but you know what? You have to have the filters. And if you don't, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Don't pin this on me.
My grandson is
this
grow
is
up
not
in a
about
world.
Me.
He's not.
This
it's
is about
world.
Society. This is about something
people
that's out of control, whether it's because it's the news media or whatever it is. People are not being trained to filter, as you're suggesting. Something has got to give. I think it comes from a spiritual, more people having a solid spiritual basis as to what it means to have relationships with other people. You're in the same space, and it needs to be respected, and it's not being respected.
There's always going to be stupid people.
Well, that doesn't mean I have to like it.
It's over.
That doesn't mean it's not. I don't like it. Let's see, 43 past the hour. In a moment, speaking of miserable circumstances, Patrick Poole is going to discuss with us what's going on in Syria and what it means in terms of worldwide conflict. Coming up next year on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York, responsibly.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted promos. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans or offer line 1716 72188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by via reward card requires online registration.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, we have 45 and change past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Patrick Poole is the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for pjmedia.com. He's been writing on what's going on in Syria. And the suggestion here, Patrick, as I read, not necessarily even between the lines, is that you think this is the way way a world war begins, going back to World War I and Archduke Ferdinand, and that was almost an individual trigger. Certainly the situation that existed with sort of minor players before World War II. But give us a little bit more about your thinking here. Is it the Russians and the Turks shooting at each other now because of the Russian flyover? So many planes on top. It's almost like if you look out of the sky, you've got them stacked up over there. Is that it?
Well, certainly that's the case. I mean, it's an active war zone, and you basically have everybody with their finger in the pie. But in this case, we see that Turkey, which is a NATO member, shooting down a Russian aircraft last week, an Su-24, that had crossed into its airspace for about 17 seconds, is honestly a measure that's out of bounds, and certainly the Russians have taken it as a pretext for escalation. You know, so here we are, we've got Turkey, which honestly is not a stable state. I mean, it's run by hardcore Islamists that a lot of evidence are indicating that they've been supporting and arming a lot of the jihadist knuckleheads in Syria. And we may get drawn in because of our NATO obligations. If Turkey invokes Article 5 of the NATO treaty, then suddenly we're in direct conflict with the Russians. And honestly, I'm not sure that any of our policymakers have even thought any of this out.
Patrick, do you know whether or not the Turks informed the members of the European alliance, that is NATO, that they were going to, I mean, as the problem was going on, did anybody else know it, or it all happened so quickly they just did it, and is there an argument that they acted too hastily?
Well, I think it's clear they acted hastily. They didn't, you know, again, this incident lasted only 17 seconds, so, you know, there wasn't time for notifications. This had been going on for a while, these confrontations between the Turks and the Russians, because they find themselves on different sides of the Syrian conflict. Russia is backing the Assad regime. Turkey is backing the Sunni, primarily Sunni rebels in Syria. So, I mean, there's been this escalation going on here for a number of months.
All right. Now, excuse me, you also have found evidence that U.S. weaponry is being used against the Russians, and that will cause concern. I mean, I don't understand that so much, because there are basically four countries that manufacture most of the weaponry: U.S., Russia, China, and I don't even know who the, I think a lot of stuff comes out of Switzerland, actually, these days, in Germany. But anyway, not Germany, but Switzerland. Anyway, so even though there are only a few places where the ordnance is made, the Russians say, well, this the plane that was used from Turkey to shoot us down was an American-made plane, so therefore you're at fault as much as the Turks. I mean, how do you think that through?
Well, Turkey, because they are a NATO member, uses U.S. weapons platforms. But in this specific case, what we have video evidence of, as I reported to PJ Media, was that when the plane got shot down, the Russians, the plane crashed in Syria, not in Turkey. And there's a lot of evidence that the plane was shot down in Syrian airspace, not Turkish airspace. Which again is gets more to the fault on our NATO ally Turkey's side. Mm-hmm. Is we have the video of them using a U.S. CIA provided TOW missile to destroy one of the rescue helicopters that was searching for the Russian pilots, and they as part of their agreement with the Obama administration, the rebel groups that received these U.S. TOW missiles have to videotape it, and in fact, in the video, you can actually see the serial number on the frame. So, I mean, there's no doubt that they're using U.S. weapons, mm-hmm. and you know, again, these are the kinds of things that end up leading to world wars, and there are actions that the United States itself don't necessarily want to take, but because of our treaty obligations with Turkey, we may end up getting into this armed confrontation with Russia without anybody really finding it out or thinking it out.
Unintended consequences of a lot of these agreements. PJMedia.com is where you find columnist Patrick Poole. Thank you, Patrick, for joining us with that. This is more evidence that we need to have a more spiritual base to the way we think. This kind of stuff is what I was talking about, Richie. This sort of thing is just, it's almost inescapable in our world. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We're kicking off our fun old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select that most important of Christmas symbols.
We're not driving all the way out here so you can get one of those stupid ties with the Santa Clauses on it, are we, Dad?
No, I have one of those at home. What we're looking for today is the Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Mega Staples.
Now we're getting closer.
From Christmas Vacay.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ba la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Ba la 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 la. Done we now our gay apparel.
La 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 la.
Did you try Carol? Ba la 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 la. Take it, Russ. Ba la 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 la.
I never saw it. I love it. In pieces of this movie. That was
so good.
Silly, and I've said that before. But
oh my God, it's the greatest movie ever.
Everybody loves
it. There was Bill and Caddyshack, Blues Brothers.
This is the full blown 4-alarm holiday emergency here. We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye.
Danny
Kaye. Yeah. All right, so anyway, thanks to Mavis Staples for getting us going with movie music and for the renewal in our mind of the big Christmas movie from 1989. That year, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation took it all. And as we're in movie moments, Chuck Curry is here with us, expert on videos and DVDs, movies. He's our man. If he hasn't seen it, nobody has. He's going to, well, we're going to review some of the box office totals from this past weekend and the movies that made it big coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called.
Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Chuck
Get
Curry.
Details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
All right. Chuck is here. At 56 past the hour, I noticed something. There's no way of promoting the Star Wars movie that hasn't been thought of. There are now Star Wars Band-Aids. Did you know that? Johnson & Johnson is making Band-Aids with characters like Yoda and some of the other... I didn't realize they had done this. But
Band-Aids
they just
come in every color character.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that you said that because we were in a big department store the other day and they had Star Wars characters on cars, like toy cars.
Really?
And I said to my wife, I said, what does, you know, Han Solo on a car have to do with Star Wars? I mean, it makes no sense.
Nothing.
But they'll put it on anything. See, you know, speaking of Star Wars, Steven Spielberg already said he's seen Star Wars The Force Awakens 3 times and thinks it'll be the biggest movie of all time.
Did he have anything to do with it?
A fellow director would say that. No, he didn't. But obviously, you know, he's very good friends with George Lucas, who had no creative control of this film whatsoever, though.
Yeah. Interesting.
I keep waiting for the announcement when people are going to start sleeping outside movie theaters.
Pretty soon.
See it. Yeah.
All right, so I went to see Creed and thought it was a superb effort on the part. I don't know this Michael B. Jordan, and I didn't care about boxing, but I wanted to see Stallone play Rocky again.
He started in All My Children, actually.
It is.
Michael B. Jordan, he played
Rocky. Yeah, I remember watching him. Yep. He did.
Yeah, well, he was okay, I guess, but I thought that Stallone was, he had the movie. It was very worthwhile, frankly. Anybody who hasn't seen it, you got any interest in Stallone, go see that movie.
Everybody I know that has seen the film that likes Rocky feels it's a very emotional experience.
Yeah.
Really likes the movie a lot.
Yeah, very
And
very
I
good.
Did, too.
I was sort of surprised the Julia Roberts movie didn't do better. Were you?
I thought it would do a little better than it did. You know, interesting, a lot of these films that, a lot of movies that would have did very well in the late 80s, 90s, it doesn't do much box office now. Like I said, really, the business has turned into roller coaster attractions of big, gigantic, expensive studio films. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff.
What are those of us who want to see stuff like that? Whether, I don't know about the kidnapping thing that she's in, but the Rocky story or some of these other stories. They're just good stories.
They're out there. They're just not as prevalent or don't do as well at the box office. But they're out there.
Yeah. All right.
I went to see that movie, The Room. I thought it was good, but it's very dark.
The Room. Yeah, we don't like dark movies. 59.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.